Gentry here in the postgame. Coach, congratulations on the victory. I tell you what a battle. This was a defensive game for a long time. And your turnovers, I tell you what, they hurt you guys, but you guys were poised down the stretch when you needed to be the most.
Yeah, those turnovers were they're kind of uncalled for, really. I mean, when you're playing a game that was being played the way that this one was, physicality everywhere, you've got to take care of the ball. And early on in the first quarter, our turnovers were just crazy. I mean, they weren't pressured. They were just bad passes. So we got to clean that up. And then down the stretch there, it about came back to haunt us again. Just being weak with the ball, I thought those guys were diving on the ground and we were just kind of bent over trying to grab it. And we got out hustled a couple times, which does not happen, you know, very often, and it doesn't need to happen ever again. But, you know, down, you know, 7 or 8 there, and we slapped the press on and a little bit more pressure, and we're able to get back into the game. And, you know, Jackson played a lot of minutes with some foul trouble. But I thought all of our guys that came into the game all contributed in their own way, whether it was, you know, diving on the floor for a loose ball, you know, running through multiple screens set by very big dudes. I thought they showed a lot of toughness. And Brooks's shot there to seal the deal was beyond wild. I didn't think he had the angle to get it up there. You know, after he was, you know, playing defense and I didn't know if he was going to be able to come back into the game, but what an incredible play by him.
Absolutely. And, talk about that runner by Brooks there. That was one of those that was just, you know, oh, no, okay, what's going to happen? Okay, yes, he made it.
Well, you know, we had 3 timeouts right there, but when we get the rebound and it's Jackson going full bore, you know, we're going to roll the dice with the decision-making at that point. I thought if we didn't get anything right away, you know, we could call a timeout, but Brooks attacked and we let it play out. And just a great play. But it was 39-35, so you don't need to explain it too much. But I just thought it was really, really physical. And we rebounded the ball really well for the most part. A couple possessions got away from us. We just got to do some things a little better. You know, we got to finish around the rim and we've got to be probably more selfish around there. I think we need to really shoot the ball when we're close. I think a lot of our guys stepped in and did really big things. You know, Alex had been on the bench for 3 or 4 minutes and came in and hit a huge three for us. Outside of some turnovers, which we got to clean up, you know, they competed and they battled. Long bus ride down here, and we'll get used to it because we'll do it again Saturday. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to ask you about that. I thought really in the fourth quarter and really for the first 3 quarters, I think part of it was what Andale was doing, but credit to them for their matchup. That's kind of tough to defend the way they do it, but I thought when you guys finally were getting points in the paint there, getting it to the post, whether it's Jackson or the cut by Camden underneath there as well in the third quarter, when you guys were getting down there, that's when you guys were at your best.
Yeah, well, that's when he gets the ball, there was a lot of attention that goes to him. And I thought the first half we were kind of stagnant. We didn't really cut. And when we did cut, they were kind of blind to Jackson. So we needed to do a better job of cutting through the middle. And kind of showing ourselves right there so that he had somebody that he could throw it to. You know, Avery made a couple more cuts. And Avery, what a physical game. Him and number one kind of got after it there. So Avery keeps his composure and doesn't get in foul trouble, then, you know, we're good to go. But, you've got to get the ball down to where it's supposed to be, and then from there you got to look to move because that matchup zone, it will collapse, you know, when you get the ball in there. And I didn't think our guards did a very good job of getting downhill. I thought we were just kind of standing around passing it. Kind of slow, so we got to do a better job. But the good thing is, we still get 2 more days to work on that.
Well, and I think one thing we've noticed for your team over the last 2 games, really, especially, and they've come out in victories. Your team's composure. They could have got rattled down 2 after you guys go by 4.
Yeah.
You guys take the lead late in the ball game, free throws. They come down and score. And even in the game against Goodland, it was a tight game throughout. Your team is really made some pretty good decisions in some tight situations with their composure.
Yeah, they have. Our guys step up. They play with a lot of confidence. Some of the things that were kind of hurting us at the beginning of the year are paying dividends now. You know, we've got guys that are all comfortable making a play. Sometimes it costs us, but I'd much rather have our guys out there willing to fail by attempting to do something than just sitting out there, you know, hiding and not being a part of it. So they're doing a very good job, and as you say, that composure is tricky with high school kids. I mean, they do go on their run, they get that 2-point lead, and then I think we got a steal, and it looked like rush hour out there. Everybody was batting the ball away. So we did the right things when we needed to. Obviously 23 fouls out. So we can go to work with Jackson down there. But the game plan to me doesn't ever change. That's where we're going to go. That's what we need to do, and we need to play off of his post touches.
Well, you guys are 1-0 in these brand new uniforms.
Right. I told them they looked really good before the game. And then with 1.3, I said, you still look really good in those uniforms, but if we lose them the first time, we got to burn them. So they held on. So now we don't have to get new uniforms for a while now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, as you mentioned, it's on to Circle on Saturday, and they had a 11-point win over Ulysses, and I think they were up by 20 in the fourth quarter there. But it's another opportunity to go play basketball.
Absolutely. Favorite time of the year right now, and with a chance, to go to state on the line. We got to seize this opportunity and make the most out of it.
All right, congratulations. It's going to be a happy bus ride home, and we'll talk to you coming up this weekend.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right. Well-